Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. My name is Lulu. Hi, I was calling to speak with the owner of D&K Land Management, if I can.
This is he.
Oh, very good. How are you today, sir?
Good. Do I owe you money?
No. You're funny.
Yeah.
I'm not a bill collector.
Very good.
Oh, that's funny. I'm actually with a company. It's called Local Splash. What we are is we're a premier Google channel partner, a data service provider to Google and Bing. And mm-hmm. We had a position become available on the first page of Google for excavating contractors in your area. So that's why I was calling you, you know, to speak with you in terms of getting your company listed there. And that would be, of course, with, unlimited calls. Are you familiar with the first page of Google? I can explain. Would you like for me?
Yeah, explain.
Okay. Okay. Please. Sure. I'm going to give you a little analogy here. Have you ever mm-hmm. used your phone? Wow, nice website. Have you ever used your phone and looked up, like, on Google, auto parts store near me? And a little map pops up, and below that are two or three top recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the first page of Google, okay? And that's exactly how this would work for you. Anytime your clients out there are on Google and they are looking for any of the services that you provide, because you guys do different things, you know, you might do land clearing, you might do resloping, any of those services mm-hmm. that you provide, that you list, and your clients are looking for those services within your service mm-hmm. radius, your company will pop right up, okay, right below that local map on the first page of Google. And then your clients see everything about you and call you directly. Yeah. Nobody in the middle whatsoever, okay? How long have you been in business so far now?
I've been in the construction business and heavy equipment most of my life. I work full time for Bad Boy Lawnmowers here at the corporate office.
Okay. You do now?
Currently, yes, ma'am. I've been there since 2011.
Oh wow.
And but my son and I started up this little business. We knew it was kind of a niche in the market up here.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've got quite a few people that, you know, has heavy equipment, big stuff.
Uh-huh.
Build chicken house pads, yada yada.
Yeah.
We're focusing mainly on little, you know, one day projects.
Oh, okay.
And stuff like that, you know, digging in water line, French drains.
Okay.
You know, we do storm cleanup.
Right.
You know.
Right. 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 No, I understand. We can get you listed for small jobs, you know, anything that will attract your clients. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, when they open up, they're looking for your services and you pop up, they can see everything about you and what you do. Like if they have a big job and they see that you do smaller jobs, then, of course, they'll move on to somebody that does big jobs there. I see the picture on your website. Is that you and your son and your two dogs?
There it is, yeah.
Wow, look at that. How nice. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So nice, yeah. So what are you keeping your service radius at as far as new potential clients there?
We cover from Newport, Arkansas to Mountain View, Arkansas. A little bit south towards Searcy.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, huh? That's okay, I'm sorry.
Melbourne, Cave City. We don't get too far right now.
Okay. No problem at all. Are you doing any commercial also along, or is it mostly commercial?
Yeah. No, I, um, I, well, we do work. We do a little bit of work for Bad Boy Mowers.
Okay.
I also do work and maintain a couple of commercial properties.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're a busy man.
We keep it, yeah, too busy at times.
Wow.
Hey, the other day, I had the insurance company contact me. There was a tree fell on someone's house.
Oh, my.
But it paid good enough to where I took a vacation day to go work.
You got to be kidding me.
No,
good
ma'am.
For you. Wow. Well, that was a smart move.
You know, I'm getting all this ready. You know, me and my son are partners, and I'm doing this a whole lot for him.
Oh.
And, you know, hell, he can run this equipment, you know, as good, if not better, than I can.
Oh, wow. You taught him well.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I'm from Tallulah, Louisiana. Grew up on a row crop farm. And we had, you know, about every piece of equipment that you would need.
Uh-huh.
And my son's been working down there for my dad and my brother.
Yeah.
For a few years, and he's been running backhoes and track hoes.
So it's a lifelong, wow. Wow, well,
yes,
that's nice being outside like that, breathing all that good fresh air. Oh, my goodness.
Hot in the summer and cold in the winter.
Yeah, boy, is it ever. Is it ever. So, I'm so sorry. I didn't get your first name. I'm Lulu. What is your first name?
Look, I go by my middle name, which is Dean.
Dean?
And I spell it Dean.
Okay.
Just like Gene, but with a D.
Oh, Dean. Okay, you got that accent, that southern accent.
That's right.
That's cute. I love it. So, Dean, with this position here that became available on the first page of Google, you know, when they become available for certain categories in certain areas throughout the entire United States, our job here, what we do is call through and fill the position, okay? And then once we fill this position here, we're going to close the area out. And what that means is, strict Google guidelines. We will not work with your competitors. Okay. It is a monthly service. And due to the fact that you are brand new in business, opening this up for your son, you qualify for a brand new in business rate. So I'm getting my director here to help me out with that, to apply that. So let me see here. One quick second.
Okay.
Yeah. How old is your son?
20.
Oh, nice.
Just turned 20.
Did he really? Oh. And those dogs. Those dogs are beautiful.
Oh, yeah. The black and white male, his name's Bocephus. We spell it B-E-A-U-X, just like the coon asses.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. And they go out in the fields with you guys?
Not a lot of times we're in neighborhoods and stuff like that. But we take it when we can.
Those are Australian shepherds, right?
Yes, ma'am. And the female, the Merle, her name's Gypsy.
Gypsy?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, those are nice dogs. Very nice dogs. I know I purchased one for somebody years ago as a gift, and they had that dog. It was just like your black one, your black and white one, just like that.
Yeah,
They're beautiful. They're good dogs. Dogs are awesome, period.
They had a good temperament.
Yes, they do. Yes, that they do. I don't know what's going on here. Seeing if I think my director's on the phone right now. Let me see. One second here. Yeah.
Where do you live at?
Well, I'll tell you, our office is based in California. So I was in California, and then that stupid COVID hit, and they made us all go home. So, you know, due to the fact that I do what I do, I was able to, and they never reopened up the office again, so I was able to pack up the computer and leave California.
And bless your heart. I'm glad you got out of that crazy-ass thing.
Can you believe it? Yeah, I know. I'm not too far away from you. I'm right here in Missouri.
Awesome. Right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in South Springfield, actually, near Republic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. We go to Kansas City all the time to a Chiefs game.
Oh, do you really? Yeah. How long of a drive is it to the games there from where you are?
Six hours.
6 hours? Yeah.
You know, roughly. Depends on how many times you stop or if you stop to go in to eat somewhere or not.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Have you been north out of Springfield going toward Kansas City?
Yeah.
That cheese factory up there?
No, I haven't. I don't know anything about that.
Liz, what town is that in, Jason?
I can't remember. I know what you're talking about.
It's before you get to Clinton.
Before?
There's a place up there that makes cheese, and it is phenomenal.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
I can't think of it.
It's a cheese factory? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I guess you could call it a cheese factory. I mean, that's all it is. That's pretty much about all it is.
Let's see. There's one in Highlandville. Not Ozark, not Branson, right? There's one in Highlandville. I don't know where that is.
Osceola Cheese.
Osceola Cheese?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and you guys stop and get cheese there.
Every time we go to Kansas City.
No kidding. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's not too far north of Springfield.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to have to look that up. That's a good one. So my director, Andy, he's got the information here, and he's going to hop on the line with me and help me out with the pricing, okay, and the brand new and business rate. So let me grab him one quick second here.
Yeah.
Okay, here he comes.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for holding. This is Dean.